Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Tim Stafford with Promise of Hope Ministries and the Promise of Hope Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and Happy New Year to you. We are officially well into 4 or 5 days now into 2015. And it has been an incredible year. 2014 was just an incredible year for Promise of Hope and all the different things that we're involved in. And so we're just glad to have had you be a part of it. And we're just so grateful for everyone who's listened to the show and who's been a part of this. We have had somewhere in the around about 55,000 listeners, almost 60,000 listeners to the show. And so that's been that's been since the show began, but we are honored by every single person. Every person, whether you're a person who's listened to us before, maybe you're an old regular that always listens every single week, maybe you're so technologically advanced that you've got this thing downloading itself into your iTunes, I don't know, and maybe you're listening for the very first time. But no matter who you are, we are absolutely thrilled to have you be a part of this journey with us as we just report to you on just about a weekly basis. I mean, you know, we try to do it weekly as much as we can, let you know what's going on with Promise of Hope and the ministries that God has allowed us to be a part of. And so, of course, our host with the most is Chuck McAllister, none other than Chuck McAllister. And Chuck, you know, as I was thinking over the weekend, 2014 has been an incredibly, I mean, it's kind of an odd, it's a jaw-dropping year for me anyway. I don't know about you, but for me, 2014 was just amazing.
Oh, Tim, I can't even begin to get my mind around it. It's astounding everything that we're seeing God do. And Promise of Hope has so many opportunities that are in front of us that we're capitalizing on, and things that we're seeing done. Our partnership with Kentucky Baptist Convention has yielded tremendous fruit. Our partnership with Baptist Global Response, and my privilege of serving as the chairman of the board there. I think the thing that said it the most to me, I was looking at comparing a compilation of the year, and when you look at the work that we've done through Promise of Hope and our Wild Game dinners and our events that we helped host, we had over 1,439 salvation decisions just through those events. Then you factor in the work that we're doing with the collegiate ministry at the Kentucky Baptist Convention, also the work that we're doing with Tell Your Story and other things with the Kentucky Baptist Convention. And then you factor in the work that we're doing evangelistically with projects through Baptist Global Response and other things. Tim, we are averaging 56 salvation decisions a day, which is just unbelievable. And we've not even seen Tell Your Story kick in yet in terms of the number of salvation decisions that I believe it's going to ultimately yield. So you start looking at something that is of that magnitude, it's extremely humbling, and you just realize that God is up to something, and we're just able to just bask in what He's doing, and of course it's all to His glory. But I look back over the year and what we have going this next year, it's just astounding. We've got, the emphasis that we've done with the collegiate ministry that will be kicking into full gear this year. And our goal is by the end of the year to have 150 self-sustaining college missionary interns on our campuses across the state of Kentucky. Of course, you've developed the social media platform by which these college missionary interns are going to be able to derive their own self-sustainability and be able to support themselves, which, the videos that you've done there and the work that you've done there is just stellar. I mean, it's paradigm shifting. I mean, there are already state conventions that are contacting us saying, how can we set this kind of thing up in our state? And And those conversations are already beginning. Our goal just for that portion of what we're doing is that by the end of 2017, we'll be realizing over 17,000 salvation decisions a year on our college campuses across the state of Kentucky.
Wow.
And I think that's very achievable. You know, then you look at the initiative that we've launched with Tell Your Story, the website that you developed, the work that's being done, you know, the number of people now that are beginning to share their story and the number of people that are listening to the stories. Now we're beginning to get some salvation decisions recorded of people who are listening to the stories and praying to receive Christ. And, you know, that in and of itself is huge. Discussions with another major ministry and, you know, in the country that is so enamored with Tell Your Story that they want to work with us and maybe even do something together. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association talking to us about Tell Your Story and the utilization of it for spreading the gospel through the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. You know, and then the church planting aspect of it. You know, we're engaged in planting churches. Historically, the Kentucky Baptist Convention has planted about 15 churches a year. Now, through our partnership with Promise of Hope and the Kentucky Baptist Convention, we wound up 2014 planting over 30 churches. So our goal this year is to plant 50 churches. And so we're moving toward even greater and greater numbers of churches that we'll be planting in the process. It just, you know, Tim, it just, I look back over it and I go, wow, what in the world? And then, you know, with the development of our upcoming year, the emphasis is that we have that are growing on those things that we've already done and we've already seen accomplished. If I seem to be at a lack for words, and I know you've rarely ever known me to lack for words, it's because I am. I am just astounded when I sit down and look at all that God's doing. You know, we sent out over 300 Bibles last year to soldiers on the front lines. We took a number of wounded warriors hunting last year, took our first female wounded warrior hunting. We're able to lead 10 wounded warriors, 10 of our wounded heroes to Christ last year. Just through that small part of what we do, and it just snowballs from there. I mean, the initiatives that we have going into this next year, I just you know, what can I say to you? But you've been such an integral part of it because you've taught us how to weave social media and technology into what we're doing, and that's one reason we're seeing such a harvest, I think, at this time.
I think so too, and I think it's because people just don't really realize how. I think people realize how powerful social media is for their own, for their own. I mean, last week I had one day I was just really having a hard time, and yeah, I just put something out on Facebook, and you know, suddenly, you know, suddenly you got 100 or 200 people are commenting that they're praying for you and that there's, so, you know, it's fairly easy to see from a personal level. I put a picture out there and people comment, you know, whatever. But when you're doing it from an institutional level, like, you know, and what I mean by institution, I don't want it to sound cold. I'm just saying that when we're trying to take something like the Kentucky Baptist Collegiate Ministries or Tell Your Story or any of these kind of what I would call enterprise type systems, and we start seeing, you know, the social media, it becomes exponential so fast, Chuck. I mean, you know, people just don't understand that just by sharing their story online, you know, Tell Your Story is such a great example because we're still seeing 200, 300, 400, some days are as many as 600 visitors to you know, stories are being heard, and I mean a day. I mean it's astounding, and you know. I'll be honest with you, Chuck. You know, I know these numbers fairly well, and you know, we were getting some insane numbers in the beginning. I mean, numbers that, you know, had I wanted to, I probably could have become king of the nerd world for at least a day. You know, I mean, we were getting some crazy numbers. You know, thousands of people a day, but I knew in the back of my mind, you know, this is going to level off, and I'll be really interested to see where it levels off. Well, I had no idea that we were going to see with Tell Your Story as many people engaging in it as we have. I mean, it's just been mind-blowing to me, and it's just proven to me that this is that we're on the right track. And it's the same thing with the Baptist, college ministries. I mean, you know, it's been a real uphill battle, and our buddy Brian Combs, you know, he has fought this battle well, in the sense that it's just hard to shift these paradigms. It's hard to get things made. It takes a lot longer than you want it to. It's just the way it is. You can't, you know, as much as we try and as lean as we go, it takes a lot of heart to get through it. But you know, the thing about it is, I think we finally have a platform that is going to be able to really, really, really impact the campuses, the students, the missionaries, those that are volunteers, and those that are professional. I think that's the whole idea. Is we've got that, plus with James, his assistant in the office, being able to teach him a little bit about how to get some numbers running, and so we can start seeing that stuff. All this stuff, you know, Chuck, I just don't think people realize that you literally start from a blank piece of paper and you ask yourself, okay, what do I want to be able to see on this? At the end of the day, what do I want to be able to see? What do I want to be able to, how do I translate 1,000 salvations into some numbers that I can actually know, you know, what worked and what didn't? It has really been a mind bender, and it's been great. I think probably I've never been as involved and at times as stressed out as I've been this year about just trying to make sure that the kingdom is well represented on the internet in these ways. But I'll tell you, this radio show to us early on, that if we did this right, I mean, I was just looking at the numbers, and we're almost at 55,000 listeners. I mean, that's just, those numbers are so astounding to me, Chuck, considering that you and I, what was it, three or four years ago, we just were sitting around and said, we want to do a radio show. And I remember those early numbers, you know, we'd get like 2 listeners, and I think one of them was Janice, your wife. And then it was like 5 listeners the next week. That's because you were at a church somewhere and 5 people decided they were going to log on. And I remember people saying to me, this is 4 years ago, Chuck, I remember people saying to me, you're doing radio on the internet? And I'd go, yep, that's what we're doing. And they said, are you getting any listeners? Nope, but we're going to. I know we're going to. And in fact, we were on that tidal wave, and Blog Talk Radio, the platform is so big. Chuck, I mean, it is huge now. It wasn't even anywhere close to what it was when we started, and it has become so big. And of course, we were right in the middle of that, sharing the gospel, and we've been doing it just about every week for almost 4 years. So I'm just, you know, I don't know if you can tell, but you know, I'm pretty excited about the whole thing, and I'm really excited to see what's going to happen in 2015 and what crazy thing God is going to have us do next. And I'm excited about it. I think that you know, and to hear that we're seeing, you know, over 50 people a day get saved with all of these different things, and to know that we have our hands in it. And you know, whether you're listening to this show and you're just following along and you're getting the emails and you're buying a book once in a while or whatever you're doing, or whether you're really involved, you know, and you're just maybe you're a person that's with BGR, or maybe you're a person with KBC, or maybe Patty's listening today, and you know, one of our main women there for Promise of Hope. You know, it doesn't matter what your involvement is. If you spend 1 minute with Promise of Hope, you're a part of the 59, or whatever you said, 56, 59 salvations a day. I mean, that's crazy, Chuck. I mean, what could we do that, you know, what could we do in an old paradigm that would get 59 a day? That's just insane. It's amazing.
It is amazing. You start crunching that and you start thinking about it, and, you know, you're looking at my goodness, close to 2.5 people an hour coming to Christ. It's mind-boggling. So, but
it is mind-boggling.
You're right, and as we look forward to 2015, I think we have quite a few things going on that are going to be, I think, exciting. First, I mean, we've got Risk coming up February 24th and 25th. We're doing it totally different this year. We're doing a Q conference format. Gabe Lyons, who started Q conference, is actually coming in, and we've got a huge, huge lineup. Some of the fastest growing churches in America, pastors, the young up and coming guys, that are coming in for that. We're going to have basically a 2-day discussion on evangelism, and hopefully we're going to see tremendous results. We've got Ronnie Floyd, the president of the SBC, coming in Monday night with Ed Stetzer. Ed Stetzer is probably one of the leading experts on church growth. They'll be doing the Monday night sessions, and then all day Tuesday we're going to have broken down as they do in the Q conference, which is kind of tailored after TED Talks. And there'll be 18-minute discussions, and then there'll be 9-minute or 18-minute presentation, 9-minute, 3-minute, and then we'll have a panel discussion around that particular topic. And we'll be talking about more on that in the days to come, but we've got people like Al Mohler, Russell Moore from the Ethics and Liberty Commission. We've got Alex Amaya, who's a pastor of one of the 5 fastest-growing churches in America, who happened to be out of our church in Arkansas. Brian Mills, who was engaged in leading over 1,000 young people to Christ last year through Long Hollow Baptist Church in Nashville, Tennessee, has now moved to another church. And we've just got a tremendous lineup. Ed Stetzer will be back. We've got Frank Page, who is the executive director for the Southern Baptist Convention, coming in. So anyway, we've got quite a nice lineup, and it's all going to be centered around evangelism and what it takes to get a church moving evangelistically. And then also in 2015, we're going to be completely revamping our affinity evangelism work. We're rewriting it under the title of Life, and we've made it a much simpler approach and process. The affinity evangelism workbook that we originally wrote last year had 13 steps in it that a church could go through. We've simplified it now to 4 steps, and it's around the acronym LIFE. Look at your community. Identify the groups in your community that need to be evangelized. Focus on the group you want to reach, and engage that group. And then we've got the steps that you take in order to be able to do that. And we're going to make all that available to churches free of charge. We're going to be trying to get churches moving into reaching out to their community, so that really this next year we're going to be engaged in a kind of a 2-step process. There'll be the engagement process of the church engaging its community through Life Project, but then that will continue to tell your story, which is the personal evangelism side of it. Of the picture, so that there'll be even more and more people engaging and tell your story, more and more opportunities to share the gospel through people presenting their stories. And then we're going to, of course, with your engagement, not only continuing tell your story, but also the collegiate ministries. We'll be growing our number of college missionary interns that will be engaging the campuses. And we'll be seeing them apply Life Projects and the Tell Your Story emphasis to their college campuses, so that this will begin to grow and take on greater and greater dimensions. So, and then in addition to that, our goal of having an ongoing vital church planting ministry, we're going to be enlisting churches to plant churches. We're doing a paradigm shift with church planting. Instead of attracting church planters to go plant churches, we are going to be engaging churches to raise up church planters within their churches. And our goal is to plant 50 this year, and then possibly next year even double that. So, you know, we've got just great opportunities in the past, but wonderful opportunities ahead of us as well. And then our work with BGR will be continuing. We've just been able to get some additional funding with BGR to be able to do some things that I think is going to be just promoting what we're able to accomplish through international disaster relief and meeting human needs. And I think we're going to see the number of salvations there increase dramatically as well. BGR has now moved into it is now the 3rd largest in that, international disaster relief organization in the world. And next to Red Cross and Samaritan's Purse. And we're very closely taking Samaritan's Purse. So, at any rate, I just see a bright future ahead for us, and I see a lot of opportunities. We'll also be taking a major missions trip next year to Argentina. Promise of Hope has, through the International Mission Board, become the strategy coordinator for the Criollo people of northern Argentina. They are the gauchos, the cowboys, the hunting and fishing guides there in northern Argentina. They are the indigenous people, and there's a huge European influence in the Argentine government, and they kind of ostracize the Criollo people. So we're going in. We'll be there for over a week. We'll be doing some mission work. In fact, we'll be planting a church among the Criollo people this year in a village there in the on an island in the Paraná River. And we'll also be working with a school there. We're taking, in fact, a group of our college students that we're doing with the, through the CMI program are going with us to Argentina to do backyard Bible clubs and to help us get the church planted. So we're looking forward to that initiative. That'll be happening the 20th through the 30th of June. And Janice and I will be going on from there to South Africa. One of the projects that we've been involved in the state of Kentucky and our partnership there is the packing of hospice buckets. And our goal this year, this past year, was 5,000. We were able to get 5,000 hospice buckets donated from churches across the state of Kentucky. And they've been shipped out. Well, we're going to be going to South Africa in July of this year, along with Paul Chitwood, the executive director of the Kentucky Baptist Convention. And we'll be delivering those hospice buckets to AIDS patients in South Africa and sharing the gospel with them as well. So, you know, when you look at what Promise of Hope has done this past year, what we've got carrying over into this next year, when people participate with Promise of Hope, they're shipping Bibles to soldiers overseas. They're helping through BGR to provide hospice buckets to those who are in need, and those hospice buckets meet the needs of the of those AIDS patients for the last month of their life. They're helping support the Criollo people in northern Argentina. They're helping evangelize college campuses. They're helping to plant churches. They're helping to do things like Power Lunch, where we are engaging the business community and training churches on how to engage the business communities in their particular towns. In fact, we have a Power Lunch tomorrow in Louisville, Kentucky. And through the Power Lunch, we've already planted two churches in addition to the churches that we planted last year. Those people that we lead to Christ through Power Lunch are then becoming a part of a church that meets at that same location on the Sunday following the Power Lunch and each Sunday thereafter. And so thus far, we've only been doing the Power Lunch for a year in February. We do it the first Tuesday of every month, but we've already seen two churches planted out of it. So, you know, it's you start putting all that together, Tim, and it's mind-boggling when you see what's happening, but it's because we have such a tremendous team of people that are working so diligently to get the gospel out and help people encounter Jesus.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, Promise of Hope has partnered with some of the very best of the best, and I, having worked alongside not only you but all so many of them for the last year, I can tell you that the guys at the Kentucky Baptist Convention, those folks that are out of BGR, you know, I mean, it's mind blowing to think how talented these individuals are, and I'm honored to work with them. I do also want to mention that, Chuck, that we are going to be. I've been approached by a church here in the Central Florida where I'm from, that they would like me to put together a social media for churches event, and so we're starting to put that together, and we're going to let people know about that as we get closer. I am going to be asking you. I know I realize I'm doing this on the radio, and I probably shouldn't do this, but I am going to be asking you to probably help me do some advertising on that, Chuck. You know, as far as if I could get you to get your phone out and make a film and say, "Hey, you know, this guy Tim Stafford, he knows what he's talking about." And so, you know, because you know, I got to have D. Chuck McAllister have his face on this thing so that people will come. And especially if Southern Baptist people are going to come, you know. But the truth is, what our goal with the church is that we'll have 125 to 150 churches come out to this event, and we're going to train them on how to use Facebook, Twitter, how to do email blasts, all kinds of different things that they can engage their communities. And we're going to do it under the auspices of Affinity Evangelism. Here's how to use, here's how to affect your community using social media and the internet. We want to make it fun. We want to make it, but we want people to walk away with some real life. You know, this is what we want to, this is what you need to be doing Monday morning. Kind of like what we've been doing at Risk for the last couple of years, but we want to kind of take it to a half day event, I think. And I'm bringing in a couple of other speakers and myself, and I think it's going to be really good. So I'm working on that with the church now. Probably do it in the spring, and so that's kind of on the horizon for us as well. And you know, that's really, that really is a product of Promise of Hope, in the sense that, you know, we've learned a lot over the years, and we just want to share that with churches and help them to be able to get their message out and engage their people where they already are, on Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter and in their email and that kind of thing. So we've been able to help a lot of churches, but I think this is going to really help. And if this goes well, then we'll try doing it in another place in Florida, and maybe we'll be able to do it in other places as well. So we're excited about that as well.
Well, I would say yes, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to help. In fact, we'll just make Promise of Hope one of the sponsors of it as well. And what I'd like to do is maybe go ahead and start looking at setting one up for Kentucky, so that you can have the one in Florida, and those that can't make it to the one in Florida, we could do one in Kentucky too.
Okay.
And because I think what we saw happen with Risk when you came in and spoke at Risk, I know it generated several churches that ended up developing a web presence and also a social media presence because of that. But you were limited to just one breakout session. And that's, I think what we do is look at doing something like an all-day type of event here in Kentucky that we could invite all the churches to, that would help them engage. And we can do it on the backs of Tell Your Story.
Right.
So that we're able to capitalize on Tell Your Story, capitalize on the work that you've done with the CMIs, and then it's a natural that the churches will want to carry it forward from there. So, yes, let's jump in with both feet and then start planning one for Kentucky as well.
All right. Well, that would be great. And you know, I do have a number of churches email me and call me each week, and most of it is just advice. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And, you know, I just want people to know, as always, you know, you can always call us, you know, call Promise of Hope, get a hold of us, give us an email, whatever, and everybody knows how to get to me. And so if they get it to me, I try to answer right away if I can, and just let them know either I'm working on something for them or whatever. And you know what, Chuck, I think what we've probably talked to, I've probably talked to 100 churches this year in one way or another, both in Central Florida and in Kentucky, Georgia, a couple in Ohio. And I can tell you that we're just always available for them. If they just need to answer a question or just need me to look at something, just don't be afraid. Just send it on over. I'll look at it. I'll give you my opinion. If we can do some further help, you know, along the way, some places we've been able to do some other work. But if we don't, we don't. It just doesn't. It's not about that. We just want to get people to be able to expand the kingdom in their area. And if we can be of help, just give us a call. And I am more than happy to talk to folks and help them engage their communities. So I just want to throw that out there. In 2015, don't be afraid to call and ask me a question, and we'll help you get set up.
You know, I would say to churches that are listening and individuals, you know, you've got to have a go-to place to understand how to utilize the internet, how to utilize web presence and everything else. Most of us have dabbled in it. I know very little about it, but we have developed a tremendous web and social media footprint because of Tim Stafford. And I would say to any church listening, you know, get in touch with Tim. You can do it through his email address at Promise of Hope, tim@promiseofhope.org. You can contact him through his RU Institute email address as well. And you know, I think you would be well served as a church person to glean benefit of his knowledge to be able to evangelize your community. And Tim, that's what it's all about. Everything we discussed, whether it was the synopsis of 2014, the plans for 2015, it's all about helping people encounter Jesus.
That's right. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Promise of Hope Radio Show. Join us next week as we will continue the absolute God-inspired craziness that is Promise of Hope, Baptist Global Response, Kentucky Baptist Convention, and Chuck McAllister in general. Just crazy, but it's great, and we are so, so thankful for you and your support, and we just wish you the very best in 2015, and hang on, because we just know God is up to something great for 2015. God bless. Catch you next time, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network.